This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo, and this week John David was able to catch up with Dave Shane from the Pipery, who stopped by the Country Squire this week along with his associate, Jason Hansery. They had a great conversation, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you here in just a moment. If you're not familiar with the Pipery, they are a site that is helping pipe and cigar smokers find products to enhance their smoking journeys, whether it be new pipes, estate pipes, vintage tobaccos, cigar accessories, and other merchandise. Dave was actually the 2017 award winner for the Master of Pipes Award from the Chicago Pipe Collectors Club for the charitable work that he did through the Free Pipe Project. If you haven't heard more about him and his work, be sure to check out thepipery.com. But honestly, you're about to hear more about him and his work because, yeah, this interview is getting started right now. So with that, let me kick it back to the Country Squire in Jackson, Mississippi with John David, Dave, and Jason.
Well, I have the pleasure of being joined today here at the Country Squire in our back den lair with Dave Shane of the Pipery and his friend Jason Hansen, who tagged along today all the way from beautiful Georgia. And man, welcome guys, we're glad to got to hang out with you a little bit.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here,
man.
Yep.
We just enjoyed a delicious lunch of a couple big bowls of crawfish, and it was just so encouraging to me that, you know, the people that came to the shop today were folks that weren't intimidated by it, and y'all knew exactly what to do. It just made me feel like $1 million, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Hair head off, suck out the goodies.
We can eat.
Yeah, it worked out great, man. It was really good. I hadn't been there's a if you're listening, there's a little kind of hole in the wall, literally, restaurant mm-hmm. right down the street from the shop called the Crawdad Hole. And if you're not from the South, you know, I guess crawfish are kind of a Southern thing. I don't know. I can't imagine someone from
coastal,
you know, Minnesota necessarily, you know, having crawfish this time of year. I don't think that's I think that's more of a regional thing here.
We used to catch them when we were kids, but I never would have thought to eat them back then.
You would have stomped them.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. They look like something that belong underneath your tire, you know. But anyway, we enjoyed them, man. Glad we could go down there and eat that. So, man, it's good to see y'all today. Man, Dave, you're with the Pipery and coming through this week, making your pilgrimage to the Country Squire. We're so honored. But, man, just want to get you on mic a little bit and talk about, what you've got going on at the Pipery, a couple specific products that we're really excited about, specifically the pocket jar and what you're doing there. And just kind of get some background. And then, of course, Jason, you know, you're just lucky enough to be here. And
that's right. I'm a tail end wagon.
And we need moral support. And, you know, if I get one of y'all on mic, I'm going to get both of y'all on mics. And so, but anyway, glad you guys could make it. You're wearing a beautiful shirt right now, and it says Pipe Master. Dave, so you also are a master of pipes. And I think you were one of the first, if not the first one selected, right?
I was on the hobby side.
Right.
So it was me and Sykes right. Wilford.
Yeah.
Were the first two masters of pipe.
I remember when there was a publication, Pipes Magazine or Pipes and Tobaccos Magazine, yeah. I guess, came out. You were right there on the cover. And that was pretty special. Yeah, I got to know kind of your story. And
yeah, you know,
stuff.
As a hobbyist, like, it's surreal, you know, because at that point, I was just doing this what we call the Free Pipe Project.
Right. Yeah, which I want to talk about in a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and so I smoked pipes, I restored pipes, but as far as, like, being around industry people, it's kind of like going to Hollywood, you know? I mean, you're with all these big-name people, and you're just, like, starstruck, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, as a hobbyist, and, yeah, to win the award was just... It just blew me away. So
that's great, cool. Man. Well, just with all the work you've done in the pipe community, and you know, specifically, you know, sending stuff overseas to people that are interested in pipes and getting them started, and also as a reward for their sacrifice and hard work, you know, just a really neat story. So, tell us. I guess we should start there. Really, like, tell us, you know, what got you into pipe smoking, and then what led to what became the Free Pipe Project. How did that start?
Yeah. So. when I first moved to Georgia, which is close to 10 years ago, I had a buddy. I worked at a church, and one of my buddies smoked a pipe. And I'd go hang out with him at his house, and, you know, he was a big aromatic smoker, and I was like, man, that smells good. And I had actually lived overseas and bought a couple pipes because I thought they looked cool, but I'd never smoked them. And I was like, I need to go find those pipes and dig them out. So I dug them out, and I think we were smoking, like, Cade's Cove Cavendish from the Gatlinburg earlier. That was, like,
up in Tennessee,
go-to blend. And so we're smoking that, and I was like, man, this is great. It tastes good. And so that was kind of the beginning. And then I started buying pipes at antique stores, and I'd smoke them, and I'd be like, man, these taste terrible. Because like, they're all oxidized, and I didn't know anything about
it. This tastes like 45-year-old spittle.
You know, like...
Because it was.
It tastes like aspirin, you know? Like, it tastes like an aspirin you put in your mouth.
Yeah, sure.
And so the pipes I bought, I put back on eBay, because I was just like, I'm not going to smoke this. And then I found a forum online, and started reading about, oh, you can clean this junk off. And so, you know, long story short, learned how to do that, started doing restoration for myself.
Right, right.
Buying pipes and selling them and, you know, buying pipes for myself, buying pipes to sell to pay for more pipes.
Yep.
And
I know how it goes.
That kind of snowballed into a business of buying and selling and kind of in the middle of all that, I actually had a pipe bag that was stolen.
Okay.
It was like somebody broke a window out of the car and took my bag, and I posted about it on the forum. And I had all these people coming out of the woodwork that were like, man, I'm going to send you a pipe. And I was like, oh, wow, what? You know, just out of the blue. And I got like a Tinsky and a Nording, and a, you know, and I was just like.
The pipe community is like that, pipe man. Community. It's overwhelming in
generosity.
Yes. I'm sick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm from Mississippi, so my verbiage is not great anyway, but go ahead.
So that got me thinking. I have a lot of friends in the military, and I know a lot of younger pipe smokers that don't know anything, don't have a lot of money, and I thought, you know, why don't we start a project where people could donate their pipes that they don't want? Because we all have those pipes that we bought in the beginning that we never smoke anymore,
mm-hmm.
that are just really going to waste.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys can send those in, I'll restore them, and we'll give them away to new pipe smokers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now I do send them to new smokers on occasion, but almost everything I get goes out to military.
Right.
So we send stuff to Afghanistan and Iraq and active duty military.
That's so cool.
And we partner with other guys that do that too.
Right.
This
is something that's been going on 10 years now? 8 years?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
We've sent out hundreds and hundreds of pipes.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, a few hundred pounds of tobacco probably, and I'll have people, you know, contact me and be like, I want to send you something. I don't know what's coming, you know.
Right.
It may be 25 pipes. It may be 20 tins of tobacco. It may be a bunch of baggies of tobacco. If it's pipe smoking or cigar smoking related, we'll take anything. And if we can't send it over, we'll sell it, and then we'll put that money back into the project.
Something into,
buying
good
pipe tools or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Postage sometimes. Yeah. Normally, I ask guys to pay the shipping.
Right.
But a lot of times we just ship them out for free because, you know, I'm like, you're in Iraq. I can send you a box.
You don't have time to fool with this. Let's take care of it.
Right.
And that's so cool. And then, you know, so not only you're obviously, you know, sending a little piece of warmth and charm to guys over there that are, you know, putting it on the line and have given up a lot to be in that side of the world. But you're also advancing the hobby too. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're putting a pipe in someone's hand that probably wouldn't have had that, kind of care and interaction and you make sure that they've got kind of the whole setup, right? So they'll get the check tool,
they'll get
some pipe cleaners and all that stuff.
So like last week we sent a box to Qatar.
Oh wow.
And I had a guy reach out to me and he was like, I have four other guys under my command that want to get into it. None of us have smoked a pipe before. So we sent like 10 pipes, a whole bunch of tins of tobacco, as much tobacco as I could fit in the box.
Right.
And then like a tamper for each guy, a lighter for each guy. And a how to smoke a pipe pamphlet.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, so
there you go. That's awesome. Well, that's cool. And so, you know, really the that kind of served as a nice basis to get you familiar with the broader pipe industry, I guess.
Yeah.
And did that kind of help lead to the establishment of the pipery? Is that kind of where that came from? Are those interconnected?
Yeah, they are. And because I started getting a lot of pipes kind of built up because you can only you know, I work a full-time job, so...
You're a painter, right?
I'm a painter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I only have so much time to work on restoring pipes, but so they kind of backlog, and then you're like, well, I need to sell them. You know, I need to sell them. And so originally we started going to pipe shows like Chicago and selling pipes.
Right.
And what really led to the pipery was we started thinking up accessories, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to create some accessories where we saw a need in the pipe hobby. And so the pipery kind of was... blossomed out of that as a venue for us to sell our products.
Okay.
But we also sell pipes on consignment for people. We buy and sell. You know, I do a lot of buy collection. We mm-hmm. sell it on the website. And
so it gives you a good venue kind of, you know, for your own stuff, but also, you know, for things that come in and then go out. Either pipes you've found that you're restoring or estate pipes that other people are trying to unload or maybe some vintage items that have some value to someone. Sure. It's just a catch-all for a lot of that. So
right, yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah, and we'll do some tobacco too, but we tend to do that kind of more on the side, like not online.
You know,
I use Instagram and stuff for that because of...
Yeah.
The government.
Well, you know, it's one of those more highly regulated things that, you know, yeah. If you're going to hang your shingle out there to sell tobacco, you got to, you know, go through a bunch of, licenses and all this kind of stuff.
It's kind of like the old eBay thing. We're selling the can to you, the tobacco.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So.
No, that's it. Well, you've got a really neat thing going. And, man, I know we've, talked about this some over, being covered in, crawfish juice, just a few mm-hmm. minutes ago. But mm-hmm. man, tell us about kind of the idea of the pocket jar and where that came from. Give us kind of the 30,000 foot view of that. Let's dive into that. It's such a cool new accessory for the pipe smoker.
Yeah. So everybody has their own thing, right? Ziploc bags, Mylar bags, whatever to keep your tobacco in. And I just had the idea, what if we could create something that's really based off of a mason jar model? Because a lot of pipe smokers put their tobacco in mason jars because it keeps it fresh, right? It has a rubber seal.
Right.
And so my thought was, if I could create something that would fit in your pocket or fit in your pipe bag that was basically the same size and dimensions as the ring on a mason jar, that'd be ideal. It would just hold enough for like going out for the day, maybe 3-4 bowls of tobacco that you could smoke. And so we cooked up the idea, and we started 3D printing the bottoms. It took a lot of trial and error to get it just right so that it would take a mason jar ring, and it had to be the right size ring and all that kind of stuff. And Mike, who's the other half of the pipery, he's a whiz when it comes to computer stuff and 3D printing, and so he handles all that. So I cook up the crazy ideas, and then Mike's like, I can make that a reality. And so
that's awesome.
He starts the brain and makes the stuff. And they've kind of gone through an evolution. You know, they were kind of basic in the beginning, and then we got a different plate on the bottom, which makes the bottom look really nice. And
mm-hmm.
you know, because I want it to be aesthetically pleasing too, not just something to put tobacco in.
And just to so if you're listening and you're not familiar with the pocket jar, in a very ham-fisted way, try to visualize or explain to you what I'm sitting here looking at. It's like if you're looking at the top of a mason jar, the lid and rim of a mason jar, but then you turn it on its side, and that's kind of it. That's kind of it. It's just the lid, and then it's got this nice kind of container that screws into the bottom of it that has an extremely low profile, and it just is a small, tiny jar that is very familiar to the pipe smoker because it has this mason jar lid, and it can fit in your pocket, and it's a hard case, and so it protects the leaf from getting crushed or anything like that. It reminds you of a mason jar. It also reminds you of a tin of tobacco, and is something that is just very very sturdy. Whatever material y'all use to make these, just is a very
good
material.
It's like a high heat resistant plastic. We wanted something that you could leave in your car and it wouldn't melt, you know, And I've had, you know, you get feedback from people and they're like, well, I just keep using the open tin. But the open tin, once you break that seal, it doesn't really hold the moisture well.
Yeah.
And it'll dry out fairly quickly.
Pretty quick. Mm.
You know, and this isn't for long-term storage. We don't recommend buying these and putting your tobacco on them or storing them for a year. You know, it won't keep the seal that long because it is a porous plastic, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, for your day trip, your week trip, it'll stay good for 3 weeks.
It's kind of like one of these little day pouches, but more, it's hardier than that. You know, I mean, this is, you know, if you took a day pouch and made it, you know, more of a month pouch kind of thing or something. I mean, if it's something that you want to keep in your pocket for a few days and not really have to worry about the quality of the tobacco deteriorating or anything like that. You know, but again, like you said, not long-term storage, but you wouldn't really think of this as a long-term storage device anyway.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of tobacco it holds. I mean, it's meant for, what'd you say, maybe two or three bowls of tobacco?
Yeah, three or four. But if you forget about it and you come back to it in a month, it's probably still going to be fresh enough to smoke.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And
if it's not, you're only out, you know, three or four, four bowls of tobacco.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make sure that you keep your rubber seal clean because tobacco gets on it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like on the mason jars at home that you're storing your tobacco in, same thing. You gotta keep that mason jar ring and lid clean. Otherwise, the tobacco keeps the seal from being tight.
Right.
Make sure that you open it right side up, you know, just with the ring and the lid on top, because I've had guys that'll open it upside down and then all tobacco comes out and you're like, well, crap, you know. So, but
do you open any other jar upside down?
You know, it has these little grippy things on the sides, and it's just kind of a natural thought
make you think about grabbing it like that and kind of opening it from that direction. Interesting. Yeah.
But you know, and so we've gone through different iterations of the lid and the ring. I originally was going to do like a solid lid, but I actually like a ring and lid separate because I feel like you get a better seal.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it presses it down.
Plus, the both pieces can be replaced. So it's like if one of them is damaged, you know, then you don't have to replace kind of the whole kit. And are these the lid of the mason jar and the ring, are these standard kind of ball jar?
Yeah, so it's pint size jar lid.
Okay,
small mouth, and
so you really could go to Walmart and get your own if you wanted to.
You can replace it with whatever.
Yeah.
We do a black lid, and we were doing aluminum lids. Now they're steel, just because our supplier tanked out on us. We couldn't get those anymore, but. These are actually prettier. They're shiny.
It's a beautiful.
And we do laser engraving on the lids, so you know we basically can do any logo that's not copyrighted. If you want some, you know,
right.
If you want a picture of your dog on there, and we can get a picture that looks good. We can laser engrave it on there.
Right.
We've done a lot of pipe clubs already.
What if I wanted a picture of Brian Levine on mine? Could I get that?
We could try to do Brian Levine.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if he's photogenic enough.
He's kind of got a really large head, though. Do you have a magnum size?
I don't know if it'll fit.
Maybe you've got a magnum size pocket jar that we can. Yeah. We'll talk about it
maybe
later.
Maybe down in the line we could do something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good.
We love you, Brian.
Well, you know, you know, that's something good we can think about. If maybe we need some extra small ones for, you know, a John David or a Bo-sized pocket jar. But
hey, I'll jump in real quick to tell you about the sponsor for this week's show. Of course, our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and this year they're celebrating independence with the Independence Day Bundle. This rustic American bundle features an antique clay pipe reminiscent of the original 13 colonies and a rugged corncob pipe of the New World. You can customize the bundle with either a Jamestown or a Williamsburg Old Dominion clay pipe. And each bundle comes with a 1.5-ounce tin of premium English aromatic Independence Day pipe tobacco. The bundle won't be around for long, so take full advantage of the Independence Day bundle at corncobpipe.com.
Man, this is great. You know, as a pipe enthusiast, well, obviously, all pipe enthusiasts, we're constantly looking for the next knickknack to collect. You know, we love our trinkets and widgets that we have to, you know, have to have, and they all kind of have their own place and story and a part of our ritual and everything in pipe smoking, which is so much fun. But from a practical standpoint, this meets a very practical need. It's you know, it's certainly easy to tote around. It's about the size of a shoe polish can, I'd say,
yeah,
or a. You know, we were joking earlier, being good Southern boys, you know, I grew up with a lot of folks around me that would have chewing tobacco or dip, actually. And so they'd have these dip cans in their pocket. And matter of fact, they would keep dip cans in their pocket so long that it would wear a ring, a white ring in the back of their blue jeans. That's kind of a thing you see down here if you've been around here for a while. And it's about that size. It's kind of, you know, it's like the it's like the pipe smoker's version of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that perfect little size. I don't know how my wife's going to feel about me wearing little rings in the back of my jeans.
You can roll it up in your shirt sleeve like a pack of cigarettes.
No, that's right. You know, yeah, that's great.
But it's classy.
It is. It's classy. It's got just a real nice feel to them. So,
if you sit on it, it probably wouldn't crush you.
Exactly. it's a sturdy piece. This came out. Tell me again when this debuted. It was late 2019.
Yeah, it's been a couple years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have not taken the final product of this to any shows or anything yet. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, we were going to take it to Chicago when we launched it. It was like right at that time that COVID hit.
Well, and then the world ended, right?
Yeah, no pipe shows. And so, yeah, but we will be at Columbus this year in August.
Yeah.
And we'll have a ton of pocket jars there to sell as well as lots of pipes. So
that's wonderful. That's great. Yeah. Jason, are you going also to Columbus with him?
I haven't made those final decisions.
He hadn't made decisions yet. Okay. Well, that's. I hope you get to go. I've actually never been to the Columbus show.
I need to get up there.
I've heard it's just, you know, one of the best. Obviously, it's one of those blue ribbon shows that you've got to go to as a pipe enthusiast. And you know, it's something that we've all got to get to at some point. But you know, a lot of our listeners are obviously going to the NASPC, and I think it's going to have a great turnout this year. And there's a lot of pent up energy, as we were kind of discussing earlier, because there haven't been any pipe shows for 2 years almost.
Yeah.
And so you got a lot of folks with these burgeoning pockets, and they're looking to spend it on maybe some shiny trinkets, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just basically been sitting on edge waiting for somebody to say, okay, we're gonna have a show. We're there. I got my plane ticket. I got my hotel.
Signed up, man.
I'm ready.
Well, it's just so cool because you're ready to kind of release the floodgates on this stuff, and then everything got locked down. But, but you've still, because of your business through the pipery, had an outlet for people to access. Get these and you mentioned too, you do a lot of custom work as well. So what would it take if a pipe club wanted their logo on it, or some other image or something on it, even their initials engraved or something of that nature? How would they take care of that with you?
Best thing to do would be to reach out to Mike, who, like I said, is the brains of this operation, and it's mike@thepipery.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll send him an image, and he'll tell you if it's going to work. And he can tweak it if he needs to a little bit, shading here and there. I mean, you got to think about we're basically engraving on a solid color, and so it has to be able to, it has to have sharp lines and and whatnot, not lots of shading necessarily. But we did one for the Pipe Club of Singapore.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And it's like a lion's head smoking a pipe. So it's a really complex image, but we were able to simplify it enough to, you can actually tell it's a lion and
that's
not like a blob
awesome.
Smoking a pipe.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And, I think we did one for the Long Island Pipe Club, and, pipesmokersdens.com did one, and they have a logo. So, yeah, you just send your logo to Mike, and he'll,
Is there a minimum order on that kind of thing? Do you try to sell them enough units?
I think there's a price. It's like a price per lid extra, but it's like a dollar or something like that.
Okay.
And then if your club wants to do it, we do some discounting for clubs.
Sure.
But there's a minimum order, but Michael fill all those details in.
Got it. Okay.
Contact Mike.
As we discussed earlier, he's the left-brained part of the operation. Dave is the creative part, the right-brained part, which I identify with more. So that's great.
And our contact info is on the website, which is thepipery.com.
Right.
P-I-P-E-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you have a pipe question, you contact me. If you have any kind of other question, contact Mike.
Technical question, right.
Yeah. You bought something and it's in Sri Lanka and you live in Philadelphia, contact Mike.
Right.
We'll figure out where it went.
Oh, that's great. And to be clear, the traditional way you sell these, I say traditional way, the kind of kind of way you've packaged these in order to be sold per kind of sales item is in a really nice looking box with a beautiful label on them that y'all have had printed up. And it's a three pack, right? I mean, it's a three pack of these. You get a green one, a white one, and a black one.
It's tan, actually.
Okay. Get it right. It's tan.
We went with basically like military colors.
Yeah, sure.
So, cause, you know, as we sell these, we eventually want to get to a place where financially we can send them out to troops with all the stuff we send out to.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, let's do military colors. Mike was a veteran too. And so
that's great.
You know, so, yeah, so you get an olive green, a tan, and a black.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, we'll probably have some other colors.
Sure.
And, we've done some kind of one-offs for people, but mm-hmm. you know, right now that's what you get. You get three in a set.
And the retail price is standard for the set of three. Is that right?
Yeah. It's $24.99.
Yeah. And look, I mentioned this before, you know, just when Dave came in, we were talking about the pocket jar and the quality of the product and everything. But, you know, if you purchase three of these for $24.99, you will feel like you're getting a good deal. Like that's a very reasonable price for such a well-made product. This is a really nice product. So I think it's a price point where, you know, frugal pipe smokers out there are going to be feel very comfortable with what they get.
Right. So, well, and you know, we're pipe smokers, you know, so we're pipe smokers that are trying to create products for pipe smokers.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of like the Free Pipe Project. It was a product of other people's generosity inspiring me to then be generous and send stuff out to other guys. And, you know, so like our business model, we want to help pipe smokers get what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the pocket jar is just one of what we hope will be multiple products. We have other ideas of products that we're cooking up right now to release. And
any hints you can give us on those?
No hints.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't poke just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just on the phone with Mike while we were eating lunch, and he was like, don't say anything about that. Because I'm excited about it. I want to tell everybody.
Yeah, the Pipery's coming out with their own COVID-19 exam, or their own COVID-19 vaccine. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Tastes like
medical. Yeah, exactly.
Tastes like an Asian.
Or whatever you want.
Right. Yeah. No, that's great. One other, you know, I just completely failed to mention as well, but you've got another awesome product that is available on your website at thepipery.com. And I'm holding it here in my hand, and I've, you know, seen this in a photo. This is the first one I've seen in the wild, but tell me, what is the name of this?
I call it the Piper.
It's the Piper.
And it's a mobile pipe rest for your car.
I'm holding what looks like the bottom of a Yeti cup, and you know, those fancy mugs that people pay way too much for. And then, but it looks like the bottom of it, but it's been modified to where it's got a kind of automated pipe rest, and it functions also as an ashtray. Really, it's just a beautiful piece, and it's something that would go, you know, right in your cup holder of your vehicle. This is awesome. What's the genesis of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. It's, you know, the products that we make are things that I wanted for myself, and I like to smoke my pipe in the truck, and so yeah, we started playing around with designs, and you know, originally we were like, we could do like a rubber strap with a magnet in it, and well, we couldn't figure out how to make that work. And Mike was like, we could 3D print it. And actually, this was the first product that we did. So this came out before the pocket jar.
This one did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Mike, we just threw around a bunch of ideas. He designed it originally to where you would like set your pipe on it, and then you would push a clip over the pipe, and it would hold it in like with a spring.
Right.
And we actually,
because this is the problem, right? You're driving down the road, you're on a road trip, and you know, a lot of people feel comfortable smoking their pipe, but you do this you know, while you're driving, but you're doing this dance. It's like, okay, well, I've got to lean my pipe just right inside my cup holder or my change holder or something like that.
Falls over, ash dumps
where
out.
Yeah, your little, you know, cracks in your console have, you know, all kind of little dottle in them and stuff, and you just, your car winds up smelling like sin, you know.
We've seen it, you know, people have got the wooden pipe rack glued to their dash, or like a bean bag, or whatever, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of things, And we wanted something that would hold your pipe more securely.
Right.
And
right.
And so we actually took it to Chicago a couple years ago. I guess it's been 3 years ago now. And we took the prototype with us, and we were like, everybody walked by. We're like, hey, look at this. What do you think about it? People gave us feedback, and we had engineers and everybody putting in their 2 cents, and we got some ideas that we were like, that will make it better.
That's awesome.
So we came home, we added a button. So basically, you can take, you don't even have to look at, you can be watching the road.
As you should.
And reach down and basically push your pipe into the button, and it clips and
right.
holds it in place. Now, the thing is, it won't hold every pipe.
Right.
You know, we got every shape and size. I mean, I'm smoking a teardrop shank right now. It's not going to fit in there.
Right.
Billiards, cobs, different things like that will definitely
probably
fit in
certainly
it.
More of your like traditional or machine made production
traditional
style
shapes,
you know,
yeah,
pipes, yeah,
bulldogs, and
yeah.
I've got like a bent author that's not too huge that fits in it perfectly,
right? But it's so cool the way it operates. So you've just got the kind of the this thing that looks like the bottom of a Yeti cup with this right. custom contraption on the top of it, but it's got this little button with a hinge over it, and so when you put the pipe down, it just kind of cradles it for you and keeps it upright. And so, you know, if you have to get out of your car while you're running inside the store real quick, or you know, if you're putting your pipe down to take a phone call or whatever it is, you've got this safe, secure place to put it, and handy.
And like, we this is feedback, this little rubber thing. It just kind of
protects the briar.
It used to be a plastic hook with no rubber, and we put that on there so we grip the pipe a little better, protect the pipe a little better.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, I mean, if you're driving down a rock road through the woods, maybe you should put your pipe in your mouth, because that thing's going to bounce around in the cup holder, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But generally speaking, driving around, it also has a built-in magnet for, like, your check tool, so you can just magnetize your check tool.
Really nice feature.
You know?
Because, that there again, you're... if you've heard me say a million times, you're going down the road, I can't find my check tool. Well, it looks like I'm pulling out the chapstick tube again.
Your finger, yeah.
Wind up, melting, your plastic pen or something that you got at the bank. So, that's great. It's a really handy tool and very, very practical. I like that y'all are, coming up with things that are very practical for the everyday pipe smoker.
We had testers, we had guys in the pipe club, and we were like, hey, we want you to take this and use it for 3 months in your car, because we know you smoke in the car. And
that's great.
So one of my buddies, Gene, he took his in this car, and he smokes his pipe all the time. And he was like, man, this thing is great. And, we've gone through, we were using a different plastic. Well, it would shrink. So this is a high heat plastic.
Right.
But if you live in the desert, it you might want to hide it under the seat during the day when you're not in the truck. Because it's got a melting point of about 200 degrees.
Yeah.
And I know some people's cars get that hot. So, but the other thing is, if you ever have a problem with one of our products, reach out to us and we'll take care of you.
Yeah. And that's really good. You can tell just with the quality and the sturdiness of all of it that y'all put a lot of thought into the, the quality of the design and everything. So, they're just so cool. So a couple things I want to ask. I want to know what both of you guys are smoking today, because both of you have beautiful pipes, and I'd be interested to know what kind of tobacco you're puffing on.
Well, I was smoking that Islay you have on the counter today.
One of the ones. Something of Islay. It's in a jar outside.
Yeah, they put it out today. And
Dominique was mixing up some stuff or something, and he was like...
So they're smoking something that I'm selling that I don't even know I'm selling.
Right. We're doing the test runs on it.
Yeah, it's good, by the way.
That's hilarious, man. No, that's great. Well, it sounds like Dominique, who is one of our associates here at the Country Squire, sounds like he's experimenting with something, and y'all are trying it before I am. And so
that's what he's smoking. I'm smoking something else. But
I hope it's an excellent...
It's fantastic.
I hope it's great. I hope it's great. Yeah, and that's good. What kind of pipe do you have there?
That's an Alden.
Oh, an Alden?
It's a mortar.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
With the bake lights down.
Oh, that's so pretty. It almost looks like a reverse calabash, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But you're right, it almost has
no. Yeah, that's really, really pretty.
Right, Alden. He made that for me.
What do you have, Dave?
I'm smoking Patriot Flake.
Yeah.
I mostly smoke flakes.
Okay.
And then this is an Alex Florov.
Okay. Boy, that's gorgeous. It's kind of a, bent tomato. It got the teardrop shank.
Yeah.
And is that a I guess an ebonite stem or some type of
it's like a purple
ebonite. Like a purple ebonite. Yeah, very attractive.
And this pipe I brought to show you too, this is This is a custom Huber that I just got.
Wow.
Today.
Yeah, look at that. Wow.
It's like a black sort of teardrop shank.
Yeah.
Blowfish tomato, and it's got a limited ebonite rod that I got in Chicago. I actually sent him the rod.
So you actually sent him the stock you wanted
used. I sent him the rod.
Oh, that's cool.
He normally just does black stems.
Yeah,
I was
sure.
Like, I want something a little crazy. So.
Do something not wild with this. Yeah. What a beautiful piece, man. Yeah. He is so talented and has, man, just
I
makes such
one
a nice pipe.
Forever. And
yeah.
So.
I bet that was a mortgage payment. You know?
I had to sell a few pipes to pay for that pipe.
Oh, Dave, he's got to make a living,
too. I mean,
it's
funny because, you know, when we all start somewhere, right? You know,
that's right.
In the beginning, it was
K. Woody's, you know.
In the beginning,
that's right, man, that's right.
And I remember I went to the Briary for their event, and it was like in the beginning of pipe smoking, and Nording was there. So I got to meet Eric Nording.
Yeah.
And he had these pipes, and they had he had a Hunter Series Bear.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
a little squash tomato, and I was like, oh, man, this pipe is gorgeous. It was $190.
Yeah.
I was like, my wife would kill me if I spent that much on a pipe. Now we're into, you know.
It's like, honey, I wish that pipe was only $190.
You know, I sell a lot of pipes to pay for pipes. I mean, that's how the pipery started
in
the beginning, and now it's – that's where we're still at.
Oh, that's great.
We've leveled up a bit.
Yeah,
we have cellars now full of tobacco and, you know.
Hey, whatever helps you sleep at
night. That's right.
Yeah. Well, let me ask, if people you still do the free pipe project, right?
We do.
And so if people want to contribute to that or be involved in that, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can reach me at shane@thepipery.com, or they can reach me at freepipeproject@gmail.com.
Okay.
Either one, and we'll send my address or where to send stuff, and
right,
and we'll go from there.
And you receive anything? I mean, as long as it's pipe or cigar related, like you said, you know, it's
pipes,
something.
Lighters, tampers. I actually have a big need for pipe tools.
Pipe tools,
know?
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of pipes donated, but not a lot of pipe tools, and so
okay.
Tobacco loose, can be in a bag, can be in a jar, can be sealed tins.
Great.
Cigars that are not dried out.
smokable, right?
You know, yeah, smokable. I mean, I get other stuff like pipe racks. I don't really send pipe racks to Afghanistan, you know, whatever. But
right.
But we'll find something to do with them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, if it's smoking related, we'll take it.
Okay.
And somebody will get it.
Okay.
And we don't keep anything for ourselves, you know.
That's great.
It's all going out to new smokers or troops.
Yeah.
And we also partner with another guy. If you're on Instagram, his Instagram is Briar and Brew.
Okay.
Like the beer, like Briar and Brew.
Right.
So he's a military guy, and he sent out 400 boxes last year, I think.
Nice.
Like that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So I just sent him a, like, 20-pound box of tobacco and pipes.
Right.
Because he was sending out 4th of July boxes to guys that are in Afghanistan.
That's so great, man. What a cool thing for them to look forward to opening once they receive it and all
that.
You
can contact him and send him stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care where it goes because I know where it's going.
It's just got to get it out, man.
Yeah.
Get it in the hands of the right people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, this is all wonderful. I'm just honored you guys got to come through and tickled you made your pilgrimage to our dusty old pipe shop. And hope we treated you, you know, decent enough, and at least we fed you well. So
this is great. Yeah. Do we want to mention that these are going to be available in certain places?
So if you happen to be, let's say you were a 51-year-old pipe shop in a not well traveled to southern state, and you were looking to get your name out there. Could you have your logo put on one of those?
You could.
Yeah,
you could.
Yeah. And if I ordered enough of, or if you, hypothetical Southern pipe shop in, very non-traveled state, ordered enough of them, you could put them on your website, couldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe look at thecountrysquire.online.com, in the near future, and we might even have some awesome branded ones, that you can get from us as well. So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to partner with you.
Yeah.
And, Jason and I have been planning to come over here for quite a while. And, appreciated the the whole Christmas contest thing.
And, yeah.
You know, because we ended up being the runner-up on the Country Squire Radio.
Which was a lot of fun, yeah. And, that was a lot of fun.
And it's funny because I listened to the podcast regularly, and that popped up, and I didn't know it was going to be on there. And I was like, oh, this is awesome, you know? And so then I was like, well, we got to get over there mm-hmm. and meet you guys and maybe bring some pocket jars to you.
So. That's wonderful, man. We really are honored and just so thankful for what you're doing for the pipe community and man, other folks as well. And man, just wish you the best. I hope you go to Columbus and sell a ton of these things and pay some bills and make some more.
So, yeah, all right.
That's great. Well, thanks for coming on. All right.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks.
On behalf of John David and myself, we want to thank y'all for tuning in this week. Big shout out to Jason and to Dave for joining us. If you've not checked out the Pipery, you absolutely should. And if you want to keep up with us throughout the week, you can find all of our contact information at countrysquireradio.com. Y'all, that is going to do it for us for this week. I hope y'all are having a great one out there. So, hey, let's go have a day.